the Great Lakes were an alive presence in my life. I grew up in Cleveland, and you could see the lake peeking from behind garbage dumps and railroad tracks and boat yards and commercial boat yards. There weren't any recreational boat yards when I was a kid. So you could see it peaking, and it was this large presence that was always there. And then I got to know it better from a little cleaner and happier perspective as I got a little older and walked along its beaches. And even at that time, and this is back in the 50s, it did have some lovely beaches. You couldn't swim in them, but they were quite lovely. And it became both an anchor in my life because it was there and big and represented this moving, massive, surging body of water that was so mutable and yet so constant. And I think that's the dichotomy about the Great Lakes that I love so much, that they're so constant and yet ever-changing. And the images that I have in my head are those images that are quite unexpected, like Cleveland is a harbor, and just like any other Great Lake, it never really freezes. It just has ice flows. And I had an office that was right down in the mouth of the Cuyahoga River, and I would look out at lunch, and it was frozen over. And then at 2 o'clock, I'd look out, and all the ice flows had blown away, and it was no longer frozen. And you can look at the Great Lakes and 25 knot winds, and they're angry and dangerous, and then in the middle of August at 8 o'clock in the morning, crystal clear and silent and reflecting of a brilliant light that is almost our spirits.